Welcome back to WCRB In Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston, the Australian Chamber Orchestra, and soloist Paul Lewis. I'm Jessie Jacobs. Beethoven certainly knew the power of strings. He took the work of Haydn and Mozart's and just ran with it, creating his string music into something the world had never seen before. He wrote string quartets throughout his entire life, 16 in all. Tonight, we hear Beethoven's 13th quartet, including its original finale, the Grosse Fugue, something that makes this quartet particularly appealing for a string orchestra. The fugue is an incredibly forceful piece of writing, so powerful, in fact, that Beethoven replaced it at the suggestion of his publisher and friends. The Grosse Fugue is a towering movement. You add a string orchestra to the mix, and you have something so forceful and unrelenting, it could only be the exciting conclusion to tonight's program. But it's also back in its original state, paired with Beethoven's 13th string quartet, with moments of subtlety and excitement. And the slow section, the cavatina, was a favorite moment of Beethoven himself. And as artistic director Richard Tognetti told WCRB's Brian McCreath, it's also music that he has a deep history with.
As for my own relationship with late Beethoven string quartets as a kid, I first heard Opus 131, conducted by Bernstein, and when I went intimate and put on a quartet, I missed that initial burst, you know, of the orchestra playing. So it really depends on how, you know, what you're used to. As soon as you hear something and you love it, it's yours, isn't it? So a lot of people do have a sort of sense of propriety over a quartet. You know, it's a quartet, it's an intimate experience, and then you come along with an orchestra and ruin the intimacy. No, I argue, when we're adding something to the intimacy. But this quartet, Opus 130, almost demands it in their Grosse Fugue.
And I think we can all relate to that. You know, loving something so much, we feel a bit of ownership. Here is the Australian Chamber Orchestra adding something to the intimacy of Beethoven's 13th string quartet by way of its original finale, the Grosse Fugue, on WCRB In Concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Richard Tognetti and the Australian Chamber Orchestra, Beethoven's 13th string quartet, and the Grosse Fugue. You can hear the overflowing energy in the conclusion to their performance this last April in New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall during the Celebrity Series of Boston's 80th season. Beethoven is no stranger to the Celebrity Series of Boston's next season. In fact, you'll hear a lot of focus on him. It's the 250th anniversary of his birth, after all, so lots of reason to celebrate. And the Grosse Fugue is at the center of a lot of that celebration. You'll hear it in one form or another on concerts coming up from the Danish and Kalidor string quartets. And the fugue is the basis for three works by three different female choreographers during 3 days with the Lyon Opera Ballet in March. For more information and a preview of the 2019-2020 Celebrity Series season, go to our website, classicalwcrb.org. Thanks to the Celebrity Series of Boston, Richard Tognetti, Paul Lewis, and the Australian Chamber Orchestra for making this program possible. This broadcast was produced by me, Jesse Jacobs. The recording engineer was Joel Watts, with post-production by audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. The executive producer of WCRB In Concert is Brian McCreath. I'm Jesse Jacobs. Thank you for joining us for WCRB In Concert.